You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom Yedash Beingsman, she would pass by Batik and Isiot, she felt pain. And then if the place was not as Kadosh, also she felt pain. So that's why he says, Vait Rotzetsu, the root of this term is Rats, to run. So here Yedash explains that, so Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom was interested to come to Mincha early and leave Shacharit late. So that was Yaakov Avinu. So Esav, you know, whenever he felt like, you know, would come, would not come, do it halfway, you know, like this. So now that's what the Midrash brings. So now here is an interesting, Rav Chaim Kanevsky Shalitas is an interesting thing. He says there's a beautiful message here that when it says that Yaakov Avinu would pass by a holy place that is Batik Yanisiyot, Batim Midrash, so then Yaakov wants to run. So here, we learn from the Midrash that, as Zohar HaKadosh brings, when the mother, within the 9 months of pregnancy, she listens to holy things, like Tehillim, Divrei Torah, so that would affect the child. How would the child know what the mother is doing, what she is hearing? So here, the proof here, actually, that's the code. So that means when the mother is attracted to the holy matters, so it's Yaakov. But when she goes around the places that it's not holy and kadosh, you should not expect anything except it's a very powerful message. So that means you form the child even before the birth. So now, here that means, it's not that the child was given some type of neshama to upgrade it and low grade it, it's up to you. So that means within the 9 months of the pregnancy, it could be Moshe ben Alav Shalom, or Bilam Arasha. Could be Yaakov, could be Esav. It's a very scary message. So here, actually the practicality here is...
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.